The Journey of Modern Mindfulness. Whilst I often use the word journey in my teachings of mindfulness, and indeed here in relation to my own experiences, I also recognise that the field of mindfulness itself has an interesting and developing history. Since Jon Kabat-Zinn's pioneering work at the University of Massachusetts in late 1970s and early 1980s, mindfulness itself has been on a transformative journey. Kabat-Zinn's work initiated the development of a more modern, secular, and scientific mindfulness that provided more universal concepts and practices to the Western world, Shapiro et al. 2006. These concepts and practices of modern mindfulness are of course based upon Buddhist, Chinese, and Hindu philosophies and traditions. See McCown, Riebel and Mackosy 2010 Chapter 2 for an excellent summary of the history of mindfulness, and or Sujatu 2012 and De Silva 2014 for a consideration of mindfulness from a Buddhist perspective. Of these, mindfulness is mostly associated with Buddhism, although this is itself contested, see Scharf 2014, and it's often claimed that the mindfulness is at the heart of the teachings of Buddha, Grossman and Van Damme 2011. Certainly, mindfulness is often translated from the Pali term sati, meaning to remember or to bring to mind, and has a focus upon present moment and moment-to-moment awareness accompanied by gentle, positive qualities. The meditative practices of mindfulness are themselves based upon the practices of samatha, in which the mind is calmed and unified, and vipassana, in which insight and understandings are engendered. The purpose of samatha is to alleviate desire, and the purpose of vipassana is to eliminate ignorance. Both desire and ignorance serve to bring about and reinforce dukkha, which is suffering. It is the universality of human suffering that modern mindfulness is presented as a universal Dharma framework, Kabat-Zinn 2011, page 296. It's decoupled from any religious or dogmatic content, and that's from the MAPPG 2015, page 14. It is in the roots of mindfulness that I identify the basis of many issues, debates and tensions in the field. For example, despite the decoupling of mindfulness from its religious roots, Kabat-Zinn 2011 links mindfulness to Soto and Rinzai approaches of Zen Buddhism. He states that his foundational and most influential mindfulness-based stress reduction program, MBSR, is based upon the concept of and growth towards non-dual awareness, non-doing, non-striving, not-knowing, non-attachment, and investigation of the internal structures and processes that may prevent a person from achieving experiences with such qualities. Although these concepts are rooted in Buddhism, they remain present in a secular manner in the attitudinal qualities of mindfulness, Cullen and Brittopons, 2015. Despite sharing concerns about the field, I also recognise the impressive nature of its development. Since 1979, it has been subject to a distinct growth in research and application. This is evident in the increasing number of mindfulness courses available, Davis and Hayes 2012, and empirical studies undertook, Black 2018 and 2013. In the past two decades, most of the courses and studies have focused upon mindfulness-based interventions or MBI courses, which themselves follow the model of Jon Kabat-Zinn's MBSR program, but they are tailored towards specific clinical or other contexts, Cullen 2011. According to Kabat-Zinn, mindfulness-based interventions such as mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, mindfulness-based relapse prevention, MBRP, and mindfulness-based eating awareness training, MBEAT, are, quote, continually expanding contributions to the alleviation of suffering, page 284. Recent developments in the field have seen a distinction between first generation and second generation MBIs. In the former, the secular nature of modern mindfulness is explicitly upheld, whereas in the latter, the moral, ethical, and spiritual dimensions of mindfulness are explicitly explored, but usually from a Buddhist perspective, Shonin et al. 2015 and Crane et al. 2015. Even with this distinction, the development of mindfulness is centered on the MBSR program model, with specific variants being developed and taught by a variety of teachers, myself included. Such variants now sit within the wider family of mindfulness-based programs, developed by Crane 2016. Growing pains. As the field developed in the past two decades, a number of important issues and debates have arisen. As the dominant model in modern mindfulness, the MBSR and its derivative programs have been subject to a range of criticisms from different perspectives in the field. Some claim that the decoupling of it from its spiritual and ethical roots has diluted its transformational potential, e.g. Gethin 2013, O'Donnell 2015, Hyland 2015. Others, such as Ellen Langer, argue for a more secular and psychologized mindfulness and have developed programs along these lines. Langer 1989, 1997. Thus, it appears that there exists a spectrum of mindfulness that spans secular and spiritual approaches. That's E. Newman and Langer 2014. The MBSR sits somewhat midway between a secular Western position and a traditional Eastern position, Kabat-Zinn 2011. In doing so, it, quote, appeals to the universality of mindfulness notions, whilst at the same time paying homage to what might be considered its natural home. That's Terry Hyland 2015 on page 178. One of the most challenging aspects of teaching mindfulness is to position and shape the course in response to each unique group of learners, McCown, Riebel and McCosey 2010. On occasions in my own teaching, this has led more time to activities being devoted to the philosophical and ethical components of mindfulness. On others, it's led to a greater focus upon psychological, biological and scientific components. Whilst the MBSR program model has a somewhat rigid curriculum structure, it does have a certain degree of flexibility. In doing so, it provides the opportunity for practitioners to implement pedagogical changes and to study the effects of such changes. It's here that the teacher of mindfulness has the opportunity to contribute to the development of the pedagogy of mindfulness. However, how to proceed within a landscape fraught with the tensions alluded to here is a path that's been acknowledged to be difficult to tread. Crane et al. 2015. Discourses in mindfulness. Many commentators in the field have discussed the two perspectives of East and West in relation to the spectrum of mindfulness. In essence, Eastern approaches tend to be based upon a journey within a variety of belief systems in which meditation is the primary vehicle. In contrast, Western approaches tend to be based upon psychological mechanisms that are influenced by present-centered awareness, Jikic 2014. Hyland 2014 adds another useful distinction in that Eastern mindfulness is more concerned with contemplation and Western mindfulness more with reflection. These perspectives manifest themselves as two distinct discourses that, despite the MBSR being presented as a midway approach, Kabat-Zinn 2011, Jikic 2014, they often conflict with each other. A discourse, as proposed by Foucault 1981, is a body of knowledge from which expressions emerge and not only describe the knowledge but also serve to reinforce it through categorization and sense-making, Hardy and Phillips 2004, cited in Armstrong 2013. Through this process, a discourse governs what can be discussed, the manner in which it can be discussed, who can discuss it, where it can be discussed, and what the boundaries of the discussion are, Hall 1997. Therefore, it carries a large degree of power, and when this is exerted by the authorities and gatekeepers of the discourse, it can lead to coercion and surveillance in relation to its prescribed norms, Armstrong 2013. In relation to mindfulness, the different discourses contain differing norms, and these are expressed in its practices and methods, both in terms of teaching and research, and is predicted by the concept of discourses, Lazarou, 2013. In applying this concept to mindfulness further, McCown, 2014, suggests there are two other distinct discourses in the field, the scientific and the pedagogic. The scientific has dominated the development of the field and is concerned with quantitative methodology, outcome effectiveness, the mechanisms of mindfulness, and defining mindfulness by exclusion. It is from this discourse that the drive for fidelity emerges, in which a standardized method of teaching mindfulness is essential for the control, replication, and generalization of research findings. Such findings are crucial for the demonstration of the rigor of mindfulness and played a significant role in the growth of mindfulness in the clinical arena, as John Kabat-Zinn, 2011. The discourse is also the focus of much of the criticism within the field, which has resulted in a number of contemporary tensions, issues, and debates that have been alluded to. Many of these criticisms have themselves emerged from the pedagogic discourse, which is concerned with the authentic expression of the philosophy and practices of mindfulness through its pedagogy. In doing this, it's concerned with integrity to the fundamental elements of mindfulness and seeks richness and responsiveness through inclusion. Whilst these discourses exist on different planes, they are intrinsically linked in mindfulness teaching and research. McCown, Riebel and McCosey, 2010, and McCown, 2014. This in itself is due to the evidence-based nature of mindfulness that is integral to the scientific discourse. Whilst the drive for increased scientific fidelity has played a major role in the increased acceptability and popularity of mindfulness in the West, I share concerns that this has been at the expense of pedagogic integrity and authenticity. O'Donnell 2015, Highland 2015. Each mindfulness-based program exists within the discourses and they are shaped by them. Mindfulness-based interventions tend to sit more within the scientific discourse, but first-generation and second-generation mindfulness-based interventions would lean further towards the Western and Eastern discourses respectively. Other mindfulness-based programs embody different aspects of the different discourses accordingly. And therefore, that leads to a case being made that there is this spectrum of mindfulness and courses that exist within it.